This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The unexpected slight bump in crop condition ratings for soybeans on Monday triggered selling, especially after forecasts turned wetter for parts of Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin this weekend. It triggered new technical sell signals and a logarithm-driven fund selling of an excess of an estimated 12,000 contracts. The selling in soybeans and the unexpected improvement in rain chances for parts of Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin dragged corn futures lower as well, even though corn condition ratings slipped lower in Monday's report. Funds headed for the exit and loading thousands of contracts. 10 funds were reported to have exited, and there are estimates that over 10,000 soybean contracts were sold by funds alone. Chart-wise, September corn support is at 528 on a close, and August soybeans should have support at 1376. We're starting to pick up a smattering of private trade estimates for corn and soybean yields for next Thursday's August WASDE report. Last week, widely reported private consultant Michael Cordonnier paid corn at 175.5 bushel per acre, down 4 bushel from USDA's July estimate of 179.5. He put soybeans at 50 bushel, down 8/10 of a bushel from USDA. Then bar charts came out with a model-driven estimate of 180.3 bushel per acre, slightly higher than USDA, but only because their model also cut 1.2 million from USDA's harvested acreage due to drought-stricken fields harvested in silage, grazed, or plowed under. Bar charts put soybeans at 51 bushel per acre, up 2/10 of a bushel from USDA with no change in harvested acreage. So far, bar charts is the outlier to the high side. F.C. Stone, Stone X, also came out with an estimate of 176.9 bushel per acre on corn and put soybeans at 50 bushel per acre. We've heard of others with estimates as low as 172, and we're in that camp. The unexpected blip of improvement in spring wheat ratings on Monday also led to the inevitable price correction, also feeding off losses in soybeans. Falling global wheat production estimates are feeding the wheat bulls. In other news, the Purdue CME Ag Economic Barometer results for July were issued yesterday with some noteworthy observations. The index reading of current conditions fell to 143 during July, down 6 points from the June reading. We have no doubt that the slide in commodity prices, despite steadily declining crop condition ratings, combined with rising fuel and fertilizer prices, had a lot to do with that. Future expectations also declined in the index to 130 in July, just 2 points lower than June. We doubt that the weakness in this index will show up in expectations for cash rents. Our weekly Brazilian update. The U.S. dollar dropped 200 points last week, making U.S. grain cheaper to foreign buyers. This makes U.S. corn imports to Brazil more attractive. This has put pressure on the local exchanges, and prices have begun pulling back from last week's rally. Trading early in the week was around $8.22 a bushel in Brazil. The market continues to operate with a lot of buyers and not very many sellers. Dan Matternack reported last week how China canceled 1.5 million metric tons of corn purchases in Brazil, transferring that purchase to the United States. This works out good for all parties, especially the Chinese. Brazil needs to wash out of a large number of contract commitments due to lack of production. The net result will be an increase in U.S. exports that they wouldn't otherwise been able to do. And China gets to buy U.S. grain roughly $3 cheaper than they had contracted for in Brazil. Local analyst Ag Rural further reduced their estimate of Brazil's corn production down to 77.5 million metric ton. Ag Rural has been the most pessimistic regarding the season's production. USDA's last estimate in July was 93 million metric ton, roughly 10 million metric ton above other private estimates. The USDA will have to continue to reduce their yield prospects for Brazil. The USDA has been a lagging indicator at this point, taking months to catch up with information that is already out in the market. Spot prices for soybeans in Brazil are approaching $15.35 a bushel, with new crop prices struggling to stay at $14.45. They are only 6 weeks away from the next planting season in parts of Brazil. Private estimates are for Brazil to plant 100 million acres next season. That would translate into an additional 500 million bushels of new production with good weather. That will be over 3 times our projected carryover. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.